this out, because. I know, Warren, I do, I understand. It's just that, it seems like it's just one thing after another that's coming to light. And we've gotta make sure all the stuff fits.
Well, let me think for a minute about what I can remember she said. And she said, you get called.
Do you mind if we record it?
Go ahead.
You know, can we start from the telephone call last night? Did she reach out to you personally? Is that what happened?
She reached out to Ileana and said she was trying to reach me.
Ileana is your secretary?
No, Ileana is our general counsel.
Okay.
She's Ileana Fernandez.
Okay.
Said she was trying to reach me. And so I had missed the call, so I called her back and she told me she was scheduled to visit with the DA at 8:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all she told me that first call.
Okay.
And then later.
About what time was that?
It would have been 7:30 or so. 7:30, I don't know. I was here till.
Late.
And then she called me later on in the evening. No, I just have yesterday. I don't have times. It doesn't show times. Later in the evening, maybe 9 or 9:30,
mm-hmm.
She said she was going to keep me apprised. And that she had gotten a call from a council member expressing sympathy, and then she said he had been talking to Mr. Griggs, and she shared some things, and I don't remember the details. And she said she cut him off, and she didn't. She said she wasn't going to talk to him about it. She wasn't going to talk to the councilman about it. And she was just keeping me apprised. She said he had called a number of times about various matters, often work matters. And she was ready to go to talk to the DA.
And that's all she said? She didn't say anything about what the council member, it was Caraway, correct?
Yeah, it was Caraway.
Yeah, she never, you know, went into detail about what he said to her?
She said, you know, that he had talked, he said, third-hand hearsay, that he had talked to Griggs and that Griggs felt terrible about it, and he was feeling pressure from his supporters, and but he didn't know how to make things, I can't remember.
So Griggs didn't admit anything.
I mean, the implication, cut through to all this.
Uh-huh.
The implication was that Caraway was at least representing that Griggs had told Caraway that Griggs acknowledged having made the statement.
The threatening statement?
Yes, the threatening statement. So yes, that was, but you know, whether that happened or not,
mm-hmm.
fourth degree hearsay.
Mm-hmm. Because you got that from Billy Ray?
I got it, heard it from Billy Ray, who heard it from Caraway, who may or may not have actually heard it from Griggs.
Mm-hmm. And did Caraway tell her any of Griggs' concerns? Councilmember Griggs' concerns about how he felt about the whole situation?
I mean, there was a feeling bad. I don't remember the details. It was a like I said, there was a sense that remember the line of feeling under pressure or feeling pressured.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the line of feeling pressured. Who, what do you mean? Who felt?
I thought it was, the implication was from his supporters and about the situation.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, Griggs feeling pressure.
Mm-hmm. Was it feel, did he use the word desperate?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's part of the things that we had received from Chief Brown with his conversation with you, that, you know, that I forgot how he stated it. It was kind of like that he was desperate and he didn't know what to do. That was Griggs saying. That was Griggs
yes,
saying.
Yes, there was a doesn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
But again, it was Carraway describing. So I have no idea what Griggs actually said.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that there was something about not knowing what to do.
Right. Said that he did it, nowhere to run, desperate, wants all this stuff to come to an end. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That does sound familiar.
Yes.
And you got that from Billy Ray?
Yeah, I would have only gotten it from Billy Ray.
Okay. Is there any other statements that you remember from Billy Ray?
From last night?
Yeah, from that yesterday's conversation?
No.
Okay.
Well, her statement that she was ready to talk to the DA, that she wasn't feeling...
Okay. How about any fear on her part? No fear? Did she feel any fear? Did she express any...
I don't recall her. If anything, I don't recall her expressing fear. But I don't recall. I just... I don't want to put words in her mouth.
Right. Right. And I guess that's the part that...
Chief is better trained at immediately writing down notes of conversations, and I'm not trained at doing that.
Yeah. So. Was there any other information that you got from that conversation with her and Carraway? You don't remember anything else?
No. I reiterated to her the advice we gave in writing to her and the other witnesses, that she has the absolute right to speak to anybody or not speak to anybody, and to share information or not share information. That was her right.
Mm-hmm.
And that if she ever felt that she wasn't sure what to do, that if it was city business, we would provide legal counsel at our office. And if it was not city business, it may make sense for her to have outside counsel,
mm-hmm.
separate counsel. So I said that back to her.
Okay.
Have you talked to Billy Ray?
No, I've not talked to Billy Ray. Billy Ray, we have not talked to her yet. That's why we wanted to make sure all the conversations were basically the same. But the conversation that Chief Brown got from you was not the same, well, it wasn't to the same level of intensity that he was getting from Eno. So I just, because there was a fear component that...
Because Billy Ray shared with Eno things differently than I was reporting.
Well, no, not, it was the level of fear. Because Eno didn't feel like Billy Ray felt any fear, but when Chief Brown had talked to you earlier, it felt like Billy Ray did feel some fear from this conversation that you had with her that night. You don't remember?
Okay. Sorry. Parts are getting old.
Okay. So, did you feel any concern for her when you were talking to her last night? Did you feel any concern for Billy Ray? I mean,
I felt,
personally?
No. In fact, I felt better about... I felt fear for her previously,
mm-hmm.
in prior conversations with her, mm-hmm. that she felt all alone and that she felt shaken and wasn't sure why this had gotten to this level. And last night, it sounded like she was ready to go talk to the VA. She was she came to me with, she said something about sometimes she isn't forthright, but now she feels the need to share with me incidents as they happen.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it was more of a, she was showing more strength.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because she didn't, Billy Ray did not mention to Lieutenant Fite that she had talked to you. So there was no, you know, really conversations other than them two talking, because she, apparently Billy Ray didn't mention that she had reached out to you. So that was part of that conversation. I think they were more just, you know, talking about going to the DA today and things of that sort. Anything I might have missed? But on this thing, Warren, we've got a couple other council people that were mentioned, which was Kingston.
And that's another level. I mean, that's, again, it's, again, hearsay of hearsay of hearsay. The conversation this morning with the chief that I had, an hour or two later, triggered in me remembering that Billy Ray had, you know, I ran into her in the hallway at some point several days ago. I don't remember when it was, and I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Everything quiet?" She kind of laughingly said, "Well, Brylin got a call from a council member, and I told the chief that there was also, that it might make sense for the detectives to talk to Billy Ray to confirm that I had heard that correctly."
Mm-hmm.
And so that was.
Mm-hmm. So at that point, she had told you that Franklin had received a phone call from Kingston.
Yes, that's my recollection, that she had said, yeah. Kingston had called Brylin and was asking about the incident.
Okay. Did she say what she knew about that phone call?
You know, it was a hallway conversation, and in terms of timing, it probably would have been, it might have even been before, I'm not sure whether it was before or after I talked to Chief Brown the first time,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday a week ago.
Right.
So, it's been a while.
So when you were reaching out.
It was about the incident. That's,
yeah.
I mean, that's why it all came, triggered back to me.
Right. And so when you called Chief Brown, you were just letting him know that you just remembered this conversation.
Yes.
Okay. Is that why you were reaching out to Eno also? When you called Eno?
God.
Was there something else you remember?
No, it was about the same. It was the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was the same thing.
Okay. Is there anything out there dangling out there that we should know about?
I've tried to share everything.
But the more we know, the more we don't have to keep coming back to it.
I know. I showed you my timeline. I can't think of anything else relevant to all of this.
Okay, so. Do you want to write? You do not? Okay. Alright. So you think we've got everything that we can kind of start checking
for? You know, I'm an old man. I'll probably come up with something else 3 days from now, at the rate I'm going. I thought I gave you everything last time.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm feeling sheepish.
Yeah, it's okay. I just want to make sure that we have the conversation with Billy Ray pretty well accurate from last night.
Did Councilman Carraway or Kingston have a conversation with you about this?
No. I put a call into Carraway early on, and he never returned my call. And I just said, "Hey, can you call me?" And I was just gonna, you know, it was. gee, he never called me back.
Were you going to talk to him about the incident, or?
I think I was just going to, I was going to say, you know, I was going
to. Anyone, okay. Yes.
I.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, go ahead.
You done? All right, we're going to turn this off for a minute.